Welcome back to the Oyez Mishnei Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz. Today we are continuing in the second chapter of Maseches Midos, and today we are learning Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. Mishnah Beis says, Kol ha-nechnasin lahar habayis, nechnasin derech yamin, u-makifin v'yotzin derech smol. Everyone who would enter the Temple Mount, they would enter and go to their right, and they would go around and they'd exit from their left. Chutz mimi she'erub davar, except for someone to whom something had happened. Shehu makif l'smol, these people would go around to their left. Malach makif l'smol, and people would ask him, why are you going to the left? Everyone's going this way, why are you going that way? Sha'ani avel, and he would answer, because I'm a mourner. Hashochin b'bayis hazeh yinachemcha, and they would say, may the one who dwells in this house comfort you. Sha'ani menudeh, or he would say, because I was excommunicated. Hashochin b'bayis hazeh yiten b'libam v'karvucha. And they would respond, may those who excommunicated you find it in their hearts to welcome you back. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Amar lo Rabbi Yossi, but Rabbi Yossi said to him, Asisan ke'ilu avru alav es hadin. This makes it sound like the rabbis who excommunicated this person did something against the law. They did something improper. El ha-shochim b'bayis hazeh. Rather, they would respond, may the one who dwells in this house yitain b'libach v'tishma l'divrei chaverecha v'karvucha. They would say, may God place in your heart, you, the offender, that you listen to the words of your contemporaries. So you should do tshuva, you should accept their rebuke, v'karvucha, and then they will welcome you back. Let's take a look at the Bar Neuro. Nichnasin derech yamin, u'makifin derech smol. So people would enter and go to the right, and they'd come around and exit through the left. Kagon, ha-nechnasin derech shari chulda, shehein min hayamin, makifin derech shar hatadi. So people who entered from the chulda gate, which was to the right, would go around, and they would exit through the tadi gate. Sha'ani avel, someone might say, I'm going this way because I'm a mourner. Nishalin oso, they would ask him, malacha lahakif asmol, what happened that you're going to the left? Ba'amar, Sha'ani avel, and he would say, because I'm a mourner. Amrim lo hashochin b'bayis hazeh yinachemcha, and they would say, may God comfort you. So the reason they had these people going the other way is so that people would ask, and then when told, they would give the appropriate responses. That was the entire reason for having them go in the opposite direction. But when it came to the case of the one who was excommunicated, Rabbi Yossi did not care for Rabbi Meir's text that people should say. Asisan ke'ilu avru alav es hadin, because he made it sound like it was the rabbis who did the excommunicating who did something wrong. Im hein omrim lo kein, if they would respond to the excommunicated person this way, nira ke'ilu chaverav avsu hadin v'niduhu shelo kehalacha. It would make it sound like this person's peers were improper and excommunicated him against the law. And that's, of course, not the case. The majority are the ones who make the decision. And if the person refuses to accept the position of his peers, he's rightfully excommunicated. Yitain b'libcha shetishma l'divrei chavercha. So rather they should say, may God put it in your heart to accept the opinion of your fellows. Dahashta mashma shehu asa shelo kedin. Now it's apparent that the one who got excommunicated was the one who acted improperly. V'tzarek teshuva, and he needs to repent. V'halacha k'Rabbi Yossi, and the halacha in this matter follows the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Mishnah Gimel. Lifnim mimenu soreg. So inside the temple wall, there was a fence, a screen. Gavoa asara tfachim, and it was 10 handbreadths tall. U'shlosh esrei pratzos hayu sham. And there were 13 breaches in this fence. Shepratzu malche yavan, and these breaches were made by the Greek Empire breaking through. Chazru ugaduram, and they went back and they fixed up the fence. The gazru kinegdam shloshes rehishtachavos, and they instituted that when people pass these breaches in the fence, they should bow down in these 13 places. Lifnim mimenu, and inside of this screen, hachel, that was called the chel, eser amos, and it was 10 handbreadths, excuse me, and it was 10 cubits. Ushteim esrei malos hayusham, and there were 12 steps in the chel. Rum hamala chatzi ama, each step's height was half an ama, so that's about 9 inches. Ushilcha chatzi ama, and its depth, the width of each step, was Chatziyama, half a cubit, again about 9 inches. Kol ha-malos shahayusham, and all the steps that were in the temple, rum mala chatziyama, were of a height of half a cubit, v'shulcha chatzi ama, and of a width of half a cubit, chutz mishal ulam, except for those that were in the ulam. Kol ha-psachim, v'hasharim shahayu sham, all the doors and gates that were in the temple, gavham esrim ama, they were 20 amos, 20 cubits high, v'rachban esar amos, and their width was 10 cubits each, chutz mishal ulam, except for those of the ulam. Kol ha-psachim shahayu sham, and all the doorways that were there, hayu lehem dalsos, they had doors in them, chutz mishal ulam, except again in the ulam. Kol ha-sha'arim shahayu sham, and all the gates that were there, hayu lehen shekofos, they had lintels, they had horizontals on top. Chutz mishar ha-tadi, except for the tadi gate, shahayu sham shtei avanim muto zu al gavzu. That gate was made by having two large rocks leaning one against the other. So that was a triangular gate. So there were two diagonals. Kol ha-sha'arim shahayu sham, and all the gates that were there, nishtanu li-yos shel zahav, they were later changed to be replaced with golden gates. Chutz mishar Nikanor, except for the gate of Nikanor, mipnei shenasa behen nes, because a miracle was worked with these gates. V'yesh omrim, and some say, mipnei shenechushtan matzihiv, because it was made of copper, so it had a golden shine to it. So it was bright and shining like gold, even though it wasn't of gold. Let us look in the Bart Nuro. So soreg, a fence or a screen. Machitza ha'isui nekavim nekavim. So it's a partition that has a lot of holes in it. So it was made by weaving thin pieces of wood. So something like that. Let's skip. So v'gazru kenegdam shloshes rehashtachavos. So in the 13 places where this fence had been breached and was later repaired, they instituted that they should bow down in these 13 places. That's what people should do when passing by. Kishemagia keneged kol pirtza upirtza, when passing each of these breaches, mishtachave umoda al ivdun malchus yavan. So what was the reason for bowing down in these 13 places? To give thanks to God that we kicked out the Greeks. Lifnim, and inside of that, me oso sereg haya makom panoi eser amos. So inside of that, there was a space of 10 amos. So hu nikra chel, and that was called the chel. V'yud beiz malos hayisham, and there were 12 steps there. Kedei la'alos misham le'ezros nashim. So that was so that people could go up from there to the women's section. Rum mala, the height of the step. Kol mala mehen gavoa mecharvata chatzi ama. Each step was half an ama taller than the previous step. V'chein hamala harishona, and similarly the first step, gavoa min hakarka chatzi ama, that was half an ama above the ground. V'shilcha, and its depth, shehen rochev hamala, that was the width of each step, d'hainu makam drisas harega chatzi ama. So the place where you would put your foot when walking on these steps was again half an ama. Chus misha ulam, all the steps in the Beis HaMikdash were this way except for those in the ulam. Chutz min hamalos shebein ha'ulam ulamizbeach. This excludes the steps that were between the ulam and the altar. Shelo hayu kulam kein, because they were not all this way, kedetanim beperek gimel, as we will see in the third chapter. Chutz mipesach shel ulam, and all of the doors were the same size, again, except for those of the ulam, detanim lekamam beidach parkinan, because we'll see later on in that chapter. Gavo arbayim amma, those were 40 amos tall, urachvu esrim, and they were 20 amos wide. So they were twice as big, twice as wide as the doors in the rest of the temple. Hayulihem shkofos, the rest of the gates in the temple had lintels. Evin munechas al shtei hamezuzos, so it was a horizontal stone resting on two verticals, except for the tadi gate, which was made of two rocks placed diagonally against one another. And all the gates were later replaced with gold, except for the Shar Nikanor. And the reason for that was Mipnei Shenasa Behen Nes, because a miracle was worked with those gates. Kemoshe Mefurash B'Yuma Perek Gimel, as is explained in the third chapter of Tractate Yuma. And I will say it outside. What happened was when Nicanor went to Alexandria to get these gates, he was bringing them back by ship, and there was a storm, and in order to lighten the boat, the sailors took one of these huge gates and just tossed it out. So they went to throw out the second gate, and Nicanor held on to it, and he said, if you want to throw out this gate, you're going to have to throw me with it. So they left the gate alone, the storm died down. He was still pretty upset about losing the one gate, but when the ship got into dock, they found that the gate they had thrown overboard was attached to the bottom of the ship. So both of these gates were delivered safely, and that is the miracle of the Shar Nicanor. All right, that is the end of the third Mishnah. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Daled and Hey.